You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight at 7, it's Latino USA. On tonight's edition, we'll learn about the rise and meaning of Spanglish, a language hybrid of English and Spanish. That's coming up tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, this weekend, a young boy visiting the Cincinnati Zoo fell into the gorilla enclosure. The child was confronted by an endangered male, a silverback gorilla named Harambe.
Zoo officials decided ultimately to shoot and kill the gorilla, which led to an international backlash against that decision, and it led to widespread criticism of the child's parents.
Some commentators online turned on the child's mother and called her parenting abilities into question.
A petition on change.org that quickly amassed hundreds of thousands of signatures said not only the zoo, but the parents should be held responsible for negligence.
Our next guest says we shouldn't be too quick to judge the parents in this kind of situation. Lenore Scanese joins us now. She's the founder of the book and blog Free Range Kids, and she's a contributor to Reason.com. Lenore, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, Lenore, what is your take on what happened this weekend?
I don't have a take on what happened this weekend, except that something very sad and tragic occurred. And I wasn't there, and I'd say 99.99% of the people commenting on it weren't there. What bothers me the most is the idea that people would second-guess both the zoo and especially the mother, as if the mother must have been bad. You know, nobody even talks about anybody else, but it's always the mother, because her child got away from her, and therefore it must be negligence. But I don't know anybody who's a parent who hasn't had an experience or more of their kid disappearing. Where did they go? Oh, my God, he was just here. She was just with me. And to say that that means that the parent is automatically negligent and terrible, a mom who's nice enough to take a weekend day and bring her kids to the zoo where there has never been a problem like this in 40 years, and to say, how dare she not be watching him every single second, the woman should be hanged, to me, it strikes me as it's a witch burning. You know, we're all really sad. I am too, that a gorilla has died, you know, a species that is endangered. But that doesn't mean that you're a bad parent because you can't keep track of all your kids every single second of every single day.
We heard from, as you said, a lot of people on the internet, some more well-known than others, and Jeff Corwin, the well-known animal and nature conservationist, he had this to say about this news that Harambe was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Zoos aren't your babysitter. Take a break from the cell phone and the selfie stick and the texting. Connect with your children. Be responsible for your children.
So, Lenore, zoos aren't your babysitter. I mean,
well, nobody said that the zoo was supposed to be babysitting, but perfection is not possible either. And this new idea that parents must have their eyes on their children every single second is impossible, and it sort of just allows us to get down on any parent of a kid where anything bad happens to them. We just feel like only, you know, if something bad happens to a child, it must be because the parent is bad. And yet there's this great story out of England where the Prime Minister of England was at a pub with his family, and he left, and then his wife left, and later on they both realized, like, oh, we don't have our child.
Oh, boy. Right?
They had both forgotten the kid, who was 8 years old, in the bathroom. He thought the kid was with her. The mother thought the kid was with the prime minister. But the point is that none of us are absolutely perfect parents. And to suggest that when something happens like that, when something quote-unquote bad happens, like a kid being forgotten, it can only happen because a parent just isn't good enough. Parents are trying their hardest. I think a mom who takes her kids to the zoo, you know, is a nice mom. And also, you're allowed to trust the odds. For 40 years, this zoo was perfectly safe. No child or adult, for that matter, had ever gotten in to this exhibit. So when something really weird and out of the ordinary happens that you couldn't possibly have predicted, I don't see why we jump to blame, except that we love to blame, period.
But to play devil's advocate here, I mean, maybe we are more distracted than we should be these days as parents. People do have their cell phones and their selfies. I don't know if this mom was on them or not,
mm-hmm.
but maybe there are places where you do expect a higher level of vigilance. And, you know, the time elapsed for a child to crawl inside the fence and then fall into the moat. I mean, a bit of time elapsed there at least. Do parents need to kind of step it up maybe?
Right. Well, actually, on both my site, which is Free Range Kids, and the site I write for, Reason.com, there is a firsthand account today of a woman who was there with her family. And it was the mom was like looked around and was frantic and couldn't see that the kid was in the bushes. And by the time she realized where he was, it was too late. But this idea of a higher level of vigilance is a pretty darn high level that we're suggesting now. And I hear it all the time. I mean, at my site and at Reason, I get letters all the time from parents who are being investigated or sometimes even arrested for letting their kids play outside or walk to school or sometimes even be in the backyard without them. And the reason for these arrests is this new assumption that anytime a parent's eyes aren't directly on their child, there's something wrong. And that level of vigilance is a new one. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I'm guessing that when you were a kid, you were allowed to do things like walk to school or play outside without your parents literally watching you every single second, right?
Well, we're talking with Lenora Scanese right now, author of the book and blog Free Range Kids, a contributor at Reason.com. And we're talking about the reaction to what happened in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Zoo, where a mother's 3-year-old son fell into the gorilla exhibit and the male silverback gorilla ended up being killed by the zoo staff. And Lenora, as you talked about, there was this sort of swift reaction when this happened, people looking to the mother, mm-hmm. asking her to be more vigilant. Why do you think that is? Is this a product of the internet or is this a product of the age in which we live?
So many interesting things intersecting, in my opinion. First of all, we love to blame victims. And in this case, we're going to blame the mom for not taking enough care of her child. And it reminds me of the way we used to blame rape victims. It's like we want to distance ourselves and to say there must have been some reason this happened. It could never happen to me because I wouldn't. And then with rape victims, we'd say, I wouldn't walk that late at night, or I would never go in that neighborhood. I would not wear that short a skirt. It was a way of saying there's something wrong with that person, not that life is sometimes unpredictable and cruel. So there's a way of distancing ourselves first. Secondly, yes, the internet makes it obviously very easy to condemn, and we're all doing it from, I'm in New York, I'm like 1,000 miles away, and there are people doing it from 10,000 miles away, that's the tenor of the times when you're electronically allowed to weigh in on things that you were not at all involved with. And then there is this notion that I was trying to get to when I was asking you about whether your childhood was under constant supervision, that somehow there's this new level of surveillance that we're expecting of parents and that we want kids to get used to, which is almost Big Brother-esque, which is that you never, literally never take your eyes off your child. And whether you're at the zoo or in your neighborhood or at the mall, a parent who turns around to get a drink of water or to pick up a quarter they dropped or whatever it is, somehow that person has immediately put their child in danger. And then we'll point to an instance like this and say, see, as if this proves something. This is such an exceptional circumstance we're talking about. I mean, I hate to keep harping on it, but to me, if something hasn't been dangerous for 40 years, and you know that you're going to a zoo, you're not in a safari circumstance, you know, you're in a place where the animals are safely enclosed, as far as you know, it's not crazy to, you know, to turn around for a second and take a picture. It's just part of life, and nobody could have predicted this.
Let's take a caller now. We've got Kevin with us in Tomaha. Kevin, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, you know, everybody should share a little bit, the parents, the zoo, of course. But what about all the spectators that are standing around? You know, it takes a village to raise a family and whatever like that. Somebody should have been watching this child, at least notice that they were climbing on the railing or whatever.
Yeah, you'd think, Kevin, that somebody would have noticed. So, I don't know, Lenore, should we be sharing the blame? Should everyone there have been feeling pretty bad?
The word blame is what's I think, maybe misplaced, because sometimes terrible things happen. There are accidents, there are explosions, there are car crashes. Well, car crashes, perhaps there is somebody to blame. But something like this, sure, if somebody had seen the kid, yes, I would have hoped they would have grabbed the child. But it's possible nobody did. I mean, the mother was heard to be looking around for the child, like, where is he? He was here a second ago. I don't know a parent. I personally don't know any parents, let's put it that way, who haven't had that instant, usually when the child is not ending up in terrible circumstances like this, where they look around and they go, oh, my God, he was just here. I mean, I remember screaming like a maniac on 34th Street here in Manhattan when my son must have been about 6 or 7, and we were there shopping for backpacks with, and I thought my son was with my husband. He thought the son was with me. We could not find him, and I was screaming his name, and it turned out that he'd gone back into the store looking for us. I don't think I was a terrible parent. I don't think my husband was a terrible parent. If he'd been hit by a bus, everybody would say, oh, my God, those awful, awful parents. But thank you for the grace of God. My kid just happened to go in a store and come back out and didn't accidentally climb into a gorilla cage that somehow he could get into.
Lenore Scanese is with us now, founder of the book and blog Free Range Kids, and she's joining us to talk about the outrage at a Cincinnati mother whose 3-year-old son fell into a gorilla exhibit at a zoo. The male silverback gorilla ended up being killed by the zoo staff.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you make of all of this? Do you think the parents in this case should be held responsible, should deserve some blame, or do you agree with our guest that parents shouldn't be, don't have to be vigilant every moment, and sometimes bad things happen? Do you place the blame? Is there blame to place in the first place? Have you, as a parent, had this moment? Where's the kid? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation now about parental responsibility following events at the Cincinnati Zoo this weekend, where a young boy fell into a gorilla enclosure, and in order to protect the child from harm, the zoo decided to kill the endangered silverback gorilla.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. The internet is out there. A lot of people on the internet blaming the kid's parents, the kid's mother in particular. Do you think they are right to do so? Does she deserve blame? Do you think she's a bad parent? Or do you think that accidents happen? Do you agree with our guest that we've become too vigilant and that when a really odd, unusual occurrence like this happens, we shouldn't necessarily blame the parents for being inattentive? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Right now we're joined by Lenore Scanese. She's the founder of the book and the blog Free Range Kids, and she's a contributor to Reason.com. And we take our first caller now. We've got Jacob with us in Whitewater. Jacob, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I was listening a little bit, and while I do think this is unfortunate and it happens to every parent, you lose track of your kid for a moment. That happens to everyone. It's the same way I think that everyone at some point has accidentally run a stop sign or accidentally run a red light or misjudged the yellow turning red, something to that effect. If you get into an accident in that situation, you are at fault. It happens to everyone. Not everyone has a bad outcome, but that doesn't mean that you still can't be assessed blame for doing something, that put someone else in danger. Or in this case, I think the parents do have to assume some blame. It's unfortunate that in this case the kid didn't just run into a department store, but instead he climbed a fence and walked into a gorilla cage. But if you're around the gorilla exhibit and, you have a 3-year-old kid or a 4-year-old kid or a young kid that likes to climb stuff and wander off and do things, you should be a little more attentive. There are certain times where it's totally okay to let your kids run free and roam free and do all of those things. And yes, nothing has happened at the zoo in 40 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you should still be somewhat more vigilant around things that will cause your children some danger.
Jacob, thank you for that. And Lenore, mm-hmm. an interesting point there from Jacob. Mm-hmm. Jacob's saying just because it's unfortunate mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it was an accident that no one wanted to happen or first
right,
saw
right.
happening, there maybe there is still blame there to be ascribed, just like with running a light that you didn't mean to run.
Well, running a light is somebody in a car. And what we're talking about here is a parent. And You know, this is a zoo that has had probably a couple of million children visit over the 40 years of its existence. And I'm sure that a lot of the children are not, you can't watch every single child every single second. And them, you know, just the fact that you are glancing away does not make you a negligent person, especially in a situation where the way it's being described is, of course, it's a dangerous situation with a gorilla there. Well, if I thought the zoo was a dangerous place with a gorilla there, I wouldn't go. I'm not talking about going to a forest preserve filled with wild bears or something. We're talking about a place where the animals are safely enclosed away from the people. So, you know, millions of people go, 40 years go by, to say that this is a situation that's like a stop sign where everybody has to be on high guard is, I think, not a perfect analogy. And what's interesting to me is that, like, it's like we're desperate to blame somebody. We want to blame the mom or the zoo or the kid or something. There's something very spectator sport about this desire to put our anger onto somebody. I'm very, very sad that this gorilla is dead. I mean, just even looking at the picture, you love the gorilla, but I love the family too. There's no way that we can expect perfection from people. Just in the day-to-day life of raising your kids and bringing them to a safe place on a summer day.
Thank you for that call, Jacob. We appreciate it. And we're going to go next to Ray. Ray is joining us in Heartland. Ray, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to share?
So I guess my main comment, because we've kind of watched this story, is nobody's actually shown the fence and talked about it. Even in the show, you talked about the child going over the fence. I kind of looked on the internet and looked, they showed it briefly, and it was a sort of a horizontal wire fence. The child might have very quickly gone through it, such a small size. I'm a little frustrated that even the national news has not really talked about this, because the real question is, was the mother not watching for 2 or 3 minutes, or was it that quick? And it appears, by what I saw in the fence, that the child go through it very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Ray, thank you for that. Ray, looking at issues of zoo safety, and that's been another hot button in this. And CNN, actually, Lenore, ran an interesting piece about safety rules at the zoo, and saying that some parents, you know, if you're a parent, don't dangle your kid over the lion moat.
Yeah. That's probably a great idea.
It's a good idea, right?
Yes, yes. You know, the other thing I wanted to say is that we're looking for blame. We really want to be angry. I think it's because we're really in mourning. We really are very sad about this gorilla. And so rather than going, grr, I would have never done that, and she's so bad, and why didn't she clutch him, and why didn't she have him on a leash, how about let's figure out, let's turn this into something good and figure out a way to support more gorillas in the wild. Let's support the Wildlife Federation. Let's support sanctuaries in the countries that the gorillas come from. Let's do something that makes the world a better place instead of just saying, wow, she's so awful. I mean, there's this horrible meme going around that shows a beautiful gorilla, and it says, I'm dead today because some, and then there's a swear word because some, you know, lady, rhymes with witch, wasn't watching her children. That just seems guaranteed to raise people's blood pressure and make them feel like, well, I would never do that. I'm a better person, as opposed to making the world a better place. Go do something on behalf of gorillas.
Lenora, what you said, I mean, that's not outside the pale for the way people communicate on the internet, the meme you just talked about. But it makes me wonder, too, if maybe some of it could be tapping into kind of anti-child sentiment. I mean, there in some places, obviously zoos are tolerant of kids. Kids go to the zoos. They love them. But it makes you wonder if there's more going on there. What do you think?
I think rather than anti-child, it's anti-mom. I mean, there's really like zero wiggle room for any mom ever. Why is she feeding him that? Why did she let him stay up so late? Why did she let him watch that television show? I mean, we are extraordinarily judgmental when it comes to parents today, as if there is a perfect way to parent, and B, as if children are so delicate that if we don't do everything absolutely right, oh my God, she fed him a non-organic grape. I can't believe it. She didn't even watch it. That the child is not going to be able to thrive. And so if we would just, you know, remember our own childhoods, remember our parents let us have free time. Nobody was screaming at them. If a kid got lost for a while, everybody shook their head and said, oh, kids, you know, they'll drive you crazy. And then they shared in the humanity of raising children, which is that we can never be all things. We can never be perfect. Our children are going to surprise us. Our children are going to pop up places we didn't expect them and not be places we expected them to be. And this is called life. Life isn't perfect. We're all sad that this happened, but it was so unpredictable.
And we have to leave it there. Lenore, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for letting me come on your show.
That was Lenore Skenazy, founder of the book and the blog Free Range Kids, and she's also a contributor to Reason.com. And she was there talking with us about parental responsibility following the scandal at the Cincinnati Zoo and the child that fell into the gorilla enclosure and the gorilla was killed.